This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Scott Huey of Netwatcher. Scott, thank you for joining me today.
That's a pleasure, Doug. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, what is Netwatcher?
We simply provide a cost-effective security-as-a-service platform. It monitors a customer's networks for security vulnerabilities and exploits and lets them know when a bad actor has made it through their firewall and is going to take advantage of them.
So why do I need that?
Well, essentially, in today's world, there's a couple different reasons. The first reason is many industries deal with regulatory mandates, HIPAA, FINRA, PCI. These are, you know, what the financial services industry, the healthcare industry, the retail verticals all deal with. And these mandates call out the need for something called continuous monitoring. Well, that's really what Netwatcher is. These are great markets for us, but those mandates really require those industries and those organizations within them to be looking for people trying to exploit the data, somebody trying to take PHI data or personal health information data or financial data out of the network. And so they need a solution like this to be aware of that type of thing. The second type of customer that needs this type of solution is, you know, like a law firm or a tax firm or accounting firm, anybody that has access to their customers' data. What's happening now in the world is the customer is actually saying, if you want to continue doing business with us, you have to do continuous monitoring and ensure that you have the same type of security that we have in our company if we're going to give you that business. And then, you know, the third one I just say is everybody, really everybody from small police departments are getting ransomware to large hospitals are actually coming down with crypto wall, you know, crypto locker, these types of ransomware that are really destroying the business. And so really everybody could use what we offer.
So Scott, maybe lay out the case for me on why I shouldn't try to do this on my own in my own IT department, why I should turn to you guys to do this.
Yeah, that's a great question. So let's just talk markets for a minute. If you're a very large company, you know, enterprise, Fortune 500, even Fortune 1000, you have both the staff and the ability to hire security analysts out in the world, and you have the ability to, you know, buy very expensive platforms that do security. These are complex platforms that need people that have been educated in security to deal with. But when you're a middle market company, you have 1,000 employees or less, you, number one, you can't find security analysts because there's a supply and demand curve that's kind of out of whack out there. There's not enough security analysts to go around. Now, even if you could find one, they're very expensive for people to hire. And then if you go to buy the software is incredibly expensive to use, and it is really complex to use. So you kind of get stuck. And so when you're a middle market company, really the only thing you're left to deal with is, you know, get a firewall, get an antivirus program, and you hope you're not going to be attacked.
Let's drill down a little bit more on, because you mentioned in passing some of your customers. Who are the customers and companies that really need your services?
The one industry that's coming on really strong for us right now are law firms. Law firms, they have a lot of their customers' data. They have very important data that they cannot afford to risk getting out of the organization. And when their customers... imagine if a law firm lost their customers' data, the damage that would do to the reputation of the firm. It's very damaging. And so law firms very much need a solution to do continuous monitoring. And what I was saying before about hospitals and financial services firms or retail firms that do credit card transactions, they also are great customers for us, and they need what we're doing as well. And then, you know, we're even starting to bring on board what's referred to as a family office. These are wealthy families that, you know, have $50+ million worth of investments under management. Well, they operate like small companies, and they're very diverse, but they rarely have any security controls, but they have a lot of data. So we're now seeing a lot of family offices come on board even, and you know, those have become great customers for us.
So we have, in a way, almost what you're describing as a distribution of risk.
True, yes.
You may be more vulnerable. I bet those family offices don't see the vulnerability.
They don't, no. And they're very dispersed, right? They, you know, in a corporation, you'll have, you know, some controls in place. In a family, you might not have the same controls. You have the, you know, the children that privacy isn't, you know, as big of a deal for them. They're using, you know, social networking tools. And you've got other people working for the family that have access to certain things, certain, you know, data elements or locations or calendars. And those things can be easily exploited if you're not protecting them.
Now, for companies that are in the channel, that are out there selling services and products, how good an opportunity is this in terms of, you know, getting your customers this type of protection?
If you look at the channel that we are going with right now and investing in heavily, it's what's referred to as the managed services provider channel, or the MSP channel. These are companies that were doing help desk at one time. They might have been selling copiers at one time, but now they're really managing the whole technical profile for a firm. And they manage both the cloud hosting as well as the firewall, as well as the servers, as well as the laptops and phones. And those are referred to as endpoints in our business. And those managed service providers are very good at the firewall work and the antivirus work. But they're all being asked right now by their customers, hey, can you give us more enterprise security? And unfortunately, they can't, because there's not been a vendor out there or a product or platform out there that they could resell from a financial standpoint that was easy enough for them to use with no huge capital outlay. And that's what we offer. We offer them the ability to get into the managed security services business with no capital outlay. And we actually become their tier two support channel for them. And we enable them to get into this business. So they're great for us. And, but there are, you know, many other channels that would be great for us as well, but that's where we're primarily focusing at the moment.
Is that a kind of white label program?
You know, white label is, there's many degrees of it. One way to do it is you can put your logo on reports, because we produce reports. Another one is you can put your label on emails or text messages that get sent to the end customer. We can do that as well. But then, you know, when it comes to white labeling the portal that we have or actually taking our infrastructure and putting it within their data centers, we're not there yet in regards to business model around that. The technology supports it. It's just we haven't really wrapped a business model around it yet.
So, Scott, can you give me an idea of what was involved and what was needed to create the products and services you're offering?
Yeah, so in order to solve this problem for the middle market, we really had to engineer four key goals into the product from day one. The first goal was the product had to be really easy to install. We put a sensor in the network. We didn't want to make that very difficult. We don't think you should have a technical person that's required to install that sensor. So we really had to engineer the installation of that sensor in a way that they could just plug it in and it works. That's number one. The second goal was it had to be really easy to use. So when we engineered our customer portal and the messaging, we have a few key profiles. We have a profile for a security analyst, if you're really deep technically. Then we have a profile for a technical person that has messaging around that. But we also have this profile for a business person. So if you're a business person that doesn't know that much about technology and you install our solution, we will still tell you exactly what you need to know in a way that you need to know it. And it's very user-friendly. The third goal was it had to be really accurate. A lot of these security products out there, they alert and warn all day long on things that the world calls false positives. And it really drives up another thing called event fatigue. We needed to make sure that if we're going to warn somebody, an executive in a middle market company, that something is wrong, we needed to be really accurate about what we said. So that had to be designed in. And the last thing is just affordability. We had to build a platform that we could sell for as low as $2.99 a month. And that's really the price point that works well in this small to medium enterprise marketplace. And if we could get to that point, we knew that we would have a product and a platform that would take off in this market.
You know, Scott, I'm thinking a lot of people that maybe are not a bank or a hospital or a law firm, that, you know, where clearly you have data that is vulnerable and there's also regulatory issues. I'm thinking a lot of other folks that maybe run, quote unquote, a nondescript business are thinking, no one's interested in me. I have a kind of humdrum organization, and who's ever heard of me, and why would anyone want to hack me?
I talk to corporate executives all the time before they've been hacked, after they've been hacked. And what I always say is, if you don't think you're big enough or important enough to be hacked, you're wrong. The bad guys may not want you. They may want your customers. Or you may already have been hacked. We install sensors all the time in companies, and within the first 20 minutes, we see data being exfiltrated out of the organization. And most of the time, it's from one of the executives' laptops. Having a $2.99 a month service is an affordable insurance policy, and I guarantee you that executive will be thanking us in the future. So it really is something necessary for any size organization.
Well, Scott, thank you very much for giving me an overview of this interesting situation. I sort of think, you know, a lot of our readers may sort of try to do this on their own. That might be their first inclination, or maybe just sort of not worry too much about it because they're not visible. So I think you've made a fairly good case that you ought to leverage what's already been experienced and to not try to do this on your own.
Well, thank you for having me, Doug. It's been a pleasure and an honor. You have a great show.
So where can we learn more?
So https://netwatcher.com. Everything should be there. And if you don't see something there, just send an email to info@netwatcher.com, and we'll have somebody call you.
Well, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.